During the May weekend and holiday, news of the tragic fire at the art school is unfolding. I know that within the Garnet Bank community, many have strong connections with the Glasgow School of Art and understand how devastating this event will have been for them. Our heartfelt sympathies go to those affected. We hope that things may not be as bad as first thought and that the fire service has managed to save many more treasures than was originally thought. The one thing that something like this reminds us of is that life goes on regardless. Read on to find out about the many things that have been happening in Garnet Bank Primary School and the many things that are still to take place during the remainder of the session. The Spring Fair, organised by the Parent Council on 9th May, was a huge success, raising nearly £1,100. The money raised will go towards the playground improvements that the Parent Council has been so busy working on. Over the last two school sessions, many meetings and much search has taken place in order to finalise the plans. We hope to see some of these come to fruition in the very near future. Many, many thanks are due to those who supported the fair by helping with planning and preparation on the day itself or buying contributing goods, as well as to those who attended and spent their money. Garnet Bank Primary School completed in the Glasgow Fun 7 Championship Netball Tournament in the Bellahouston Sports Arena on Friday the 2nd of May. Despite the very high standard of competing teams from around the city, Garnet Bank sustained an excellent level of performance throughout the tournament, winning every game and ultimately the Champions Trophy. This makes it two in a row for Garnet Bank, as we also won the 2013 tournament. Congratulations, Garnet Bank. The month of May has seen us continue with the usual round of outings designed to enhance classroom learning. P6 visited Lighthouse to see an exhibition connected to the Commonwealth Games. Thank you to Miss Spain, mum of Rebecca, for organising this for us. P2 and P23 enjoyed their summer outing to Mugdock Park, Country Park. P1A and P1B enjoyed their summer outing to Almond Valley near Livingston. P4 have visited the bowling green at Kelvin Grove Park to enjoy taster sessions of lawn bowl before the Commonwealth Games. This too is linked to their study of the Commonwealth Games. P1A are about to visit the exhibition at the Lighthouse. P6 and P7 pupils had a talk from representatives from Childline, connection to the various forms of abuse, including bullying, physical, mental, domestic, internet and sexual abuse. Following the assembly presentation, each class participated in an hour classroom-based workshop. It is hoped that these activities raised awareness of the various types of abuse, help children to make more positive choices in the future, and remind them where to find help if they need it. Over the last three Wednesday afternoons, we have been welcoming to Garnet Bank those children who will be starting school for the first time in August. While Miss Morrison and other staff members have been speaking to the mums and dads and providing an area of useful information, Miss Thompson and Miss Hearn have been meeting the boys and girls themselves. We are grateful for the help of various staff members, Renfrew Street Nursery staff, and our P6 pupils, who will be the playground buddies next session. The P6 pupils have been undergoing buddy training with Phil, our active skills coordinator, to help prepare them for the task ahead. All the children seem to be settling in well already and can't wait to get started in August. At the other end of the school, P7 pupils have lots of opportunities to visit the secondary school of their choice, and staff members from the various secondary schools have visited Garnet Bank to meet their prospective pupils and hear all about them from their teachers. All P7 pupils, regardless of their choice of secondary school, had a 3-day visit to Hillhead High School, where they followed a timetable for 2 days and then enjoyed a day out at Summerley Heritage Park, along with all the other pupils from the various feeder primary schools. A great time was had by all, and again, it looks like our P7 pupils are more than ready for moving on. We will have the opportunity to see an official farewell to them at the Leavers' Assembly, 18th of June. June at 1:30 p.m. in the Hall of Renfrew Street, Stephen's Church. Keep that day in your diary free. Plans for next session are progressing apace. Details of what class your child will be in and who his/her teacher will be sent home home to you in a letter very soon. At the moment, I can inform you that our plan for the next session look to be as follows. P1A, Miss Hearn. P1B, Miss Thompson. P2, Miss Maud. P2-3, Miss Gormley. P3, Miss Douglas. P4, Miss Actor. P4-5, Miss Suleiman. P5-6, Miss Bell and Miss Kerr. P6-7, Miss Smith. P7, Miss Smith Simpson. Before we get to the next session, however, we still have the following events to look forward to, and I would ask that you make a note of these. Visit by the Lord Provost, 4th June at 9:30 a.m. Garnet Bank to deliver the school's Commonwealth baton to the City Chambers on 13th of June. More details will follow. School sports on Monday the 16th of June. P7 Leavers Assembly Wednesday the 18th June at 1:30 in Hall of Renfrew Street, Stephen's Church in Bath Street. P7 Treat on Friday 20th June. School closes on Wednesday 25th June at 1 p.m.